the G7 summit has just wrapped up some like delightfully scenic part of Germany. It looked like the set for The Sound of Music, where they were all standing there. And Obama, apart from anything else, managed to diss the Iraqi prime minister, who's this short little fellow. He looks like kind of Yosemite Sam. He's a short little guy stomping around. And he's trying to get he's supposed to be having a one-on-one meeting with Obama. And they're all chit-chatting on this park bench. And he's sidling up to the park bench. And Obama gives him the cold shoulder because he's putting the moves on Madame Lagarde, the IMF chick. The guy gets annoyed and stands up and goes huffing and stomping his feet just like Yosemite Sam and looking at his watch. And the aide throws up his hands in despair. So I don't think Washington-Baghdad relations have been improved by the G7 summit. But their big thing on the agenda is climate change. Climate change. That's what the G7 world leaders were talking about. And presumably that's why the Iraqi prime minister was there, because rising sea levels have just washed into Ramadi and swept all the Iraqi army's new American Humvees over to the ISIS guy. So climate change is a very serious business. There's a lot of it about. The Iranians are having terrible troubles with the dwindling polar bear population because they use polar bear pelts to enrich uranium. So there's an awful lot of problems here. The rising temperatures have just erased the Russian-Ukraine border, enabling all these hundreds of Russian troops to just get washed across the border into this neighboring country. So they were quite right to prioritize climate change, and they have now announced this is from National Journal, which is some big thing in Washington. They're very respectable. And some guy wrote this with a straight face. World leaders at the G7 summit pledged on Monday to keep global warming below a rise in average global temperatures of 2 degrees Celsius, a benchmark that scientists say is critical to stave off the most devastating impacts of climate change. World leaders pledge to keep global warming below a rise of 2 degrees. So these guys, these seven guys, the President of the United States, President of France, the Chancellor of Germany, Prime Minister of the United Kingdom, Canada, Japan, Italy, these guys have apparently pledged to hold the planet's climate to below a 2 degree change in temperature. These are people, you know, if you say to somebody, well, why can't you enforce the southern border in the United States? The federal government say, oh, no, we can't do that. We can't do that. That we can't do. If you were to say to them, well, could you create a healthcare system that would not involve millions of people being kicked off their health plans and then going on to some new plan only to have a court rule that that plan is unconstitutional, and in any case all the premiums have gone up and the deductibles have gone up, and that so could you just organize a straightforward healthcare? No, that would be way beyond the capabilities of the federal government. But holding the global climate, changing the very heavens to so that just as the thermometer's creeping up an extra 2 degrees, Obama can pass a federal regulation and President Hollande in Paris can pass a law, and whoever the Japanese guy is this week can pass a law, and mysteriously then the heavens will agree to submit to these laws. They won't be like fellas just coming across the Rio Grande in flat-bottom skiffs and walking into America. It'd be ridiculous to expect government to be able to prevent something like that. But changing the very heavens, that is something big government can do. So the world leaders at the G7 summit have announced that they're going to hold global temperature to below an increase of 2 degrees Celsius. At the press conference, someone should ask whether Obama knows what 2 degrees Celsius is in Fahrenheit, because he'd give one of his I don't speak Austrian answers all over again. So we'll get it. Oh, the And by the way, the best way to hold the increase in global temperatures down is to do what NOAA, the National Oceanic and National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. The big federal agency that's in charge, that will be in charge of implementing his plan to control the heavens. They've just done it the easy way. They've rejiggered all their figures so that the lack of global warming these last 20 years has now amazingly turned into a spectacular rise in global warming. So I'm sure whatever the planet does, however, 90 million years ago, there were alligators and turtles splashing in the Arctic Circle. You know, right on Canada's northern shore, they had alligators and turtles. So if the planet decides to go for that scenario again, I'm not confident that a G7 communique will be able to prevent it. But if it does, NOAA will still massage the figures. Because they adjust their figures even more dramatically than Caitlyn Jenner. And they will determine that, in fact, whatever has happened, that Obama has succeeded and in the year 2100, and he might well have left office by then, but it doesn't matter because we will still all be living with the benefits of his plan to hold global temperature increase down to less than a 2-degree increase. That is the ultimate shovel-ready project, the ultimate stimulus. The G7 leaders have pledged to hold the global temperature below 2 degrees. It's not. It's like neo-colonialists. Why should they determine what the temperature is for Rwanda or Chad or Papua New Guinea? But no, these imperialist hegemons, Obama and Monsieur Hollande and David Cameron, they all get together and they decide that this is what the planet's global temperature is going to be, and the rest of you guys, you may be freezing your butt off in Greenland and you might like it a bit warmer. Or you might be broiling down by the equator in Niger, and you might like it a bit cooler, but you don't count, because these seven neo-imperialists are going to set the global thermometer for the entire planet. And that's what they were talking about. And that's what they were talking about in the G7 communique. And Obama... Obama was serious when he addressed the U.S. Coast Guard. This is America's big national security priority. Don't pay any attention to people who say it's the global warming is because the big mushroom cloud that the Iranians just dropped on some guy. Don't pay any attention to any of that kind of stuff. Don't say it's all the global warming is being caused by ISIS guys, sparks from them sharpening their scimitars to chop people's heads off all the time. No. Global warming, that climate change, that's what they were talking about. And Obama will be flying back from another, whatever it was, 72 hours profitably spent addressing the serious issues facing us today. Mark Stein in for Rush, 1-800-282-2882.